It is time again for Checkoff Chats. It's a program brought to you courtesy of your beef checkoff dollars. And remember, dairy farmers, that involves you. Our friends from the Wisconsin Beef Council keeping us apprised of how checkoff dollars are being spent. Also in partnership with the Equity Livestock Cooperative. Go to equity.coop. Find out more about how you can market your livestock within the state of Wisconsin. All right, we're talking with Tammy Vossen. She is executive director of the Wisconsin Beef Council, who's been busy, busy, busy. Of course, we know May was Beef Month in Wisconsin, and busy activities, not just engaging with consumers, but engaging with international buyers that were interested in, of all things, cow beef. They made that very specific. We hosted a group of eight from Tokyo, and these folks were representing linen, white linen restaurants, the higher end restaurants, as well as grocery stores. And Tammy, again, the thing that struck me is they were very specific. They wanted cow beef.
They certainly did, Pam. And really, so what has happened, right, over the last number of years is that if we go back to 2003 and the cow that sold Christmas with BSE, exports to Japan, exports to everywhere were cut off, but it has only been since 2019 that beef products from animals over 30 months of age are now able, that market has reopened here in 2019. And of course, we know what happened in 2020. So the Japanese have not had an opportunity. They're interested in that product, as you mentioned, but then they haven't had really a chance to come here because of COVID to re-educate their buyers about the quality and value that beef from the cow herd can bring to their establishments.
And the way that this tour was conducted was very engaging. It gave them an opportunity to not only see how our beef producers raise that cow beef, as they called it, on grass in our dairy operations, also met meat processors in a couple different levels, and the end users back at a grocery store similar to what they may have been familiar with. How did they engage? First of all, when the opportunity arose, how fast did the tour fill?
Well, we partnered with the U.S. Meat Export Federation, who is a contractor to the Beef Checkoff Program, to coordinate this effort. And they knew it was going to fill up very quickly. It was a concern about changes in airline prices and whether or not we'd be able to bring as many folks as we had originally intended. But yeah, it filled up very quickly. And as you mentioned, you know, it was a whole range of individuals. We had a media person, but then we had a gentleman who is an owner chef at a high-end steakhouse in Tokyo. And then we also had a company that represented a number of different food service chains, including steakhouses in Japan. So the diversity was just really high quality, and their interest in learning more about how we're raising cattle here in Wisconsin. And they were very specific in the types of cuts that they wanted to see and the variety of quality grades that they wanted to see.
Yeah, and the meat cuts that they are interested in, folks, are not necessarily something we use a lot of here in the United States, but that's part of the educational process. They also were very, very impressed with the care that our farmers give to their animals.
They were, and a takeaway from me that they told me a couple of times was that they could not believe how rural our state was. And because they were impressed by just the lush green grass and the cattle out on pasture and the care that was provided by the farmers that for the product that they're interested in buying, it really made a huge impression on those individuals.
It definitely did. I had an opportunity to catch up with them in part for just a quick lunch, but they were impressed with how clean our state was, how lush, and then, like they said over and over again, the care that our farmers, our producers give to their cattle. Now, we mentioned the partnership with U.S. Meat Export Federation. You also were involved in a grant-receiving program through the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection and that new Ag Export Council.
Right. So this trade group visit was basically fully funded through that Wisconsin Ag Export Initiative. And I shouldn't say fully funded because there is a 20% grant match that comes in there. But we are truly thankful for the opportunity. Wisconsin Beef Council has been investing dollars with the U.S. Meat Export Federation for a number of years through our checkoff program. But having this additional investment through the Ag Export grants is really allowing us to triple our efforts between, you know, over a year and a half to 2 years worth of time to expose buyers in those foreign countries to the beef we're raising here. And I also want to mention that we did get some financial support from the Wisconsin Corn Promotion Board because their growers understand the value of beef exports back to their acres here in Wisconsin as well.
You know, the other thing that we can't overlook is the processor partnership that opened their doors. You were in Haynes Meat Processing, south of Green Bay, and then American Food Groups. And speaking with the folks from American Food Groups, they believe these very experiences turn into sales.
They do. And so in addition to American Foods Group, we were also in JBS's plant. And well, we learned from our trade team visit in 2019 when we had Central American buyers here that visit turned into real purchases. And due to the interest level that we had from these buyers, and again, very specific on the quality grades and the cuts they were interested in, they spent a lot of time as well looking at what we would call offal, but what they call variety meats in their country. And so there's just so many opportunities for us moving forward with this.
You know, I'll tell you, it takes a while. You were with the folks, I believe, almost 5-6 days. It takes a while to first slow down and get through the language barriers or the challenges there, the cultural differences. They were under the impression that somebody was hired to mow all of our lawns. They could not believe how. So there's little things like that you have in conversations. But in the end, did it seem like everything resonated with them? What was that last conversation when you were about ready to wrap up the tour and put them back on the plane? What did it feel like? How did it sound?
Again, they were very impressed. And I will tell you that our last visit, we were able to have product donated by JBS, where they were sampling all of those various cuts that they wanted to try of those different quality grades. And it really was kind of like the icing on the cake to be able to have started at the farm, gone through the packing plants, and then we had those samples. We also were able to visit a number of restaurants and have meals at those restaurants that are getting product from American Foods Group. So they really had that full farm-to-fork experience while they were here.
Very interesting all the way around. If you want to find more, you can take a look at the beeftips.com website. Their social media following, you should be able to see a few of the pictures from the folks that were actually out in the pastures by the cattle, nudging feed close to the manger, and then in the meat processing plants where they were taking all kinds of pictures. They were absorbing as much as you could present to them. Now, what kind of follow-up do you do, Tammy? I mean, like you said, you work frequently with the U.S. Meat Export Federation. What other follow-up will you be doing with them?
Well, we'll continue to have outreach to this group of individuals, as well as the U.S. Meat Export Federation. But a second part of this grant will actually be funding some educational program in Japan in like the first or second quarter of 2024. So that will give that repetitive mention and allow us to continue to build those relationships.
Like we said, you forget what the cow that stole Christmas took away from us all the way into 2023, now just rebuilding those relationships and that buyer knowledge about beef, in this case, Tokyo. Tammy Vossen in studio with us, the executive director of the Wisconsin Beef Council. Find out more about how your beef checkoff dollars are being allotted. Take a look at beeftips.com, Wisconsin Beef Council on social media, nutrition information, recipes. Get to know the farmers in your community all in one place. And also thank you to our friends from the Equity Cooperative Livestock Sales Association for partnering with us on Checkoff Chats, featuring Tammy Vossen.